Day 4, A New Identity. Devotional. When the father placed his robe on his returning son, he wasn't just covering the boy's shame, he was giving him a completely new identity. The son had left as a rebellious child who wanted to live independently. He was returning as a broken, desperate person ready to be a servant. But the father had something entirely different in mind. The father didn't want his son to keep the identity he left with, nor did he want him to settle for the servant identity he was willing to accept. He wanted to give him a new identity altogether, that of a beloved, restored son with full family privileges. This is what happens when we give our lives to Jesus. We don't just get forgiveness for our past, we get a completely new identity. The person we used to be is dead, and we become new creations in Christ. We're not just forgiven servants, we're beloved children with full access to our Father's house. Many people struggle with this concept because they're still carrying the weight of who they used to be. But God says, that person is gone. You are now my child, clothed in my righteousness, with a new name and a new future. Stop thinking that your shame disqualifies you from this new identity. Your past doesn't define your future when you're covered by God's grace. You're not the person you used to be, you're who God says you are now. Bible verse. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Galatians 3:27. Reflection question. What old identity or label from your past do you need to let go of in order to fully embrace who God says you are now? Quote, he didn't want him to have the identity he left with. He wanted to have a new identity. Prayer. God, help me to let go of the old identities that no longer define me. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ. Help me to walk in the confidence of who you say I am, not who I used to be. Amen.